Amen. Amen. All right, everyone has a Bible and highlighter? That highlighter is for you to take home. That's your first gift. How's that? That's, you know what, when we bring the whole tithe and offering, when we said there may be meat in my Father's house, it's so we can do this. We can provide Bibles, so we can provide highlighters. We provide, you know, and you know it's the children's. You're going to go to Psalm 119. I'll cut to the chase. The children's department, you'll know when you work with kids, they tend to cost the most because it's just a lot of stuff. But you know what? We've been working mostly, the older kids, with just a Bible and a highlighter. Because you know what? For years and years and years, we've been taught a lot of bad theology, bad Bible. And you're going to find out as the years go by how much we were lied to, how much was switch and bait, if you will, in the Word of God itself. So, you all set there, Miss Shirley? You know, I work with this 78-year-old lady. I'm going, okay, Laura Lynn, are we okay to go now? Come on, let's go up and at them. Jeff, we did have I bought magnifiers. I don't know where I put them, though, so that's, sorry, that goes on me. But we do have extra large, Shirley. I know we had a few, but they weren't available. Can you believe it? All right. So, Shirley, we're going to be praying these healing prayers for sure. So let's open up in prayer. Father, in the name of Yeshua, Lord, we come, we present this word. This is your word. I present it, Father God, from your throne. Lord, it's not the servant, Father God. It's the master. And, Lord, this is your word that I am praying. Well, Holy Spirit will open the eyes and ears of people's hearts to see and hear that this is a supernatural sword. That this is what the enemy is trying to hide from us, most of us, our entire lives. That, Lord, we've been slaves, but we're coming out of Egypt. We're going into the promised land. And with that, our sword, we're going to have our whole armor on, fully loaded and ready to take out the enemy. So, Lord, I pray blessings on everyone here, especially our moms today. Father God, there's so many emotions that go on with Mother's Day. But, Lord, I just pray your shalom right now. Holy Spirit, release your shalom. Release your shalom through this room right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but his shalom is so, the more you spend with him, I'll tell you. So I'm just going to do this as quick as I can because pastor doesn't think I can, you know. It depends on how Holy Spirit leads it. I'm sorry. That's the way I roll these days. So what is the meaning of Psalm 119? In this psalm, the writer expresses his appreciation for the goodness, mercy, severity, faithfulness, righteousness, and character of God. And in so doing, stands in awe of the word of God. And that's 119, 161. You don't need to go there yet. I want you to stay at the very beginning of Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. It has 176 verses, and almost every verse mentions God's word. Psalm 119 is almost the center of the Bible. As we meditate on God's truth, his power flows through our lives. The focus of Psalm 119 is the supernatural power of God. And as we keep praying the Lord's Prayer, and why don't we just, we'll start that with everybody. That's your interactive right now. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. We're in the kingdom age. We're going to see more and more and more. And that's when we need to see the supernatural move of God. Mark 16, these signs will follow them that follow me. We want to see the dead raised. We want to see the sick healed. We want to see people be able to pray over one another. It's not a pastor. It's not a genie. It's the word of God. I hope if you get nothing else, if you never come back, you will know they're a word people because they believe that Jesus is the word, John 1:1. That doesn't change. So this psalm, I don't know about those Bibles that I gave you. My Bible has it broken into sections. Does yours with Aleph is the first? Perfect. So this psalm is acrostic. I'm sorry. It is designed to be memorized. There are 21 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. The first 8 verses begin with the Hebrew letter Aleph, the first letter in the Hebrew alphabet. The next 8 verses begin with the Hebrew letter Beth, the second letter in the Hebrew alphabet, so forth and so on. You'll see that. Each section of 8 verses begins with the next Hebrew letter. Every good Jewish boy and girl would have memorized Psalm 119, and I'm going to encourage us all as children of God that we could be good little girls and boys and start memorizing Psalm 119. Amen. So strength flows into your life through the Word of God. The Bible always points to Jesus, always. Jesus died for us. He rose again. He paid for our sins. He offers eternal life. So I encourage you again, read the Bible every day. He says it's more. This is, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, not us. Anyway, he offers eternal life. So we're going to read this every day because we want to start seeing the supernatural. We need to see the supernatural. And I'm just going to tell you as an aside, the people are coming out of the occult world, and they believe this more than the Christians believe it. They believe it more than the Baptists, the Congregationalists, the Nazarenes. I could name them all. And the people coming out of the occult understand. They understand order. They understand the power of God. And I'm just going to throw this in, that before they go out and do some of their most nefarious deeds, they pray for Yahweh Elohim's protection. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? And what does God say in Amos 4:6? My people perish for lack of knowledge. But the enemy knows it full well, and he's been eating our lunch. So let's go to Psalm 119, verse 9. That's where you're going to start highlighting. And if I just want you to highlight the word, word. Now, I'm going to give a little disclaimer here, and I will explain it as we go. In the ESV, it doesn't always, so we're going, like I have a journal Bible so I can write in my margins. Some of the words that they use for word or promise or his statutes, that's still word. So you want to circle those words or highlight those words. In the King James Version, that word, word, appears 38 times, and then words is 4 extra times. So you're going to start on Psalm 119, 9, and we'll read it. If you want to read out loud together, you can. I'm just going to read it. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. And you're going to highlight word. Then we're going to go down to verse 11. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And again, we're highlighting that word, word, because this is the word. This is the word. And you can use all sorts of words. And I know some of the words they misinterpret. That's why I have like 5 Bibles. And I try to go back and say, what's the original Hebrew here for this word? So then I can stretch it out and go, oh, what did God really mean? Because we're starting to find out that God meant a lot of different things than what we've been taught our entire lives. All right, we are at verse 16 now. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. All righty. Verse 17. We have a lot of verses to go through, so I'm not going to. We just want you to highlight the word word so that when you read this, you're going to say, that's God's word. God wants me to hide that in my heart. Verse 17. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your. Amen. Then you're going to go down to verse 25. My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. Amen. Verse 28. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. I hope you're hearing different messages. This is why I prayed for Holy Spirit to open the eyes and ears of your heart, because there's different things will pop out in this psalm from all over everybody's life. It covers everybody. Doesn't matter where you're coming from. All right, was that 25? 28. No, I just did 28. We're going down to, hang on, I did write notes. All right, 28. Oh, 38. Go over to 38. Confirm to your servant your promise. Now that you can write, if you have room in your margin, you can write word over promise, because that's the original word is word, which is a promise. His words are promises to us. So I would highlight promise, and if you can scribble in word over there, it's in the King James or New King James, it says, establish your word that you may be feared. Then verse 41, again, it's the word promise. Let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your or word. So again, if you can write it in, go ahead. But highlight promise. And hopefully the highlights are going to remind you that we're talking about God's word. All right. Verse 42. Then shall I have an answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word. And then right to 43. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your rules. So again, word. 43. We're going to go down to verse 49. Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. And again, that's why we need to know the word of God, because there's so many promises in it. And if you don't know what the promises are, then how do you walk in any kind of power or authority? The enemy's going to eat your lunch. Well, we don't want that. Verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promises gives me life. And in the New King James, it's, for your word has given me life. All right, we're going to jump down to verse 58. I entreat your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your, it says promise, but if you can, put word in there. Okay, from there, we're going to go to 65. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. I got students over here that are rushing ahead. You know, that happens a lot when you teach kids. There's those who can speed read, and I can, oh, next one, 67. That's right, 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. Then we're going to jump down to 71. It is good for me that I was afflicted. Oops, I have 71 here circled. Oh, that must be one for me. That one was for me. 74. But that's a good verse because I have it highlighted. 74. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice because I have hoped in your word. You know, men's words are so empty these days. That's why I stay in the word of God, because this is where life comes. You know, when Jesus did the, you're going to eat my flesh and drink my blood, and all those people ran away going, oh, you know, they probably thought, that man's an occultist. Anyway, what did he say to his disciples? Yeah, are you going to leave too? And they said, where are we going to go, Lord? You have the words of life. Amen. All right. 76. Let your steadfast love comfort me according to your promise to your servant. And again, highlight promise. If you have room, write the word word. Then we're going to jump down to 81. My soul longs for your salvation. I hope in your word. And 82. My eyes long for your promise. I ask, when will you comfort me? And in the New King James, it says, my eyes fail from searching your word. Interesting way they put that. 82, we did that. And now, 89, verse 89. We're in the next Hebrew letter, Lamed. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. That's a powerful verse right there. His word. What did Jesus say? He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. And that's why we need to know his words, because the enemy twists the words. Go back to Genesis when he says to Eve, did God really say? Now, Eve should have known that, yes, he did say, and she should have put her foot down and say, devil, get out of my face. You can't come in my space. Get out. But somehow she didn't know that. Now, I've heard that Adam forgot to tell her. Ugh. Ugh. Well, that's just a story. We will know. We will know. But Adam was in rebellion, and that's a sad, and that's for another day, because that's a long story. I keep telling the kids, when we get to the other side of this and we start hearing the real stories, how God had meant for us to diligently search the word, Proverbs 25, verse 2, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter and the glory of kings to dig it out. We didn't dig it out. I'll just tell you, from evangelical churches, even charismatic, we didn't go digging anything. We said, oh, well, that person up there went to cemetery, so he must know what's going on. I'll just let that sit. All right, what verse were we on? 89. Did we already read it? Yeah. Yes, we did. So let's move on to 101. 101. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. Then bounce down to 103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And you've heard Pastor tell the story that all the Hebrew kids way back in the day, they'd have slates, and the rabbi would throw honey across their slates and say, lick the slate, because that is how sweet the word of God is. I know the modern brain just can't kind of catch that. All right, what verse was that one? All right, but down to 105. Now, if you've been in a Sunday school anywhere, you ought to know 105. It's like one of those, everybody knows this verse who's gone to Sunday school. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And we have it in children's songs, but how many people are actually walking and living according to the word? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your head, if you will, and he will make your path straight. He will direct your paths. Are you asking him to direct your paths according to his word? God is not a liar. He's not a man that he should lie, nor a son who needs repentance. That's out of scripture. All right, so that was which one? Oh, 105. 107. Hold on, I got to turn my page. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Now, you're hearing a whole different tone here now, aren't you? I am afflicted, but I need to know your word. You know, I think it's Psalm 51, I believe someone can correct me, where it says, search my heart, O God, and know any anxious way in me. His word will search it out. Amen. 114. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Verse 116. Uphold me according to your promise. Highlight it. And you can, if you have room, put your word, that I may live. And let me not be put to shame in my hope. Now, again, all through the Bible, even particularly the New Testament, was talking about end times. It's saying when people are going, oh, yeah, where is your God? And I go, he's right where he's always been. But you have to walk by faith and not by sight. And Hebrews 11, 6, that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That is the word. Now we're going to bounce down to 123. My eyes long for your salvation and for the fulfillment of your righteous promise. Highlight promise, and if you have room, write word. Your righteous word. Then you're going to bounce down to verse 130. The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. Now, I think I sent out this week, probably to the church Facebook page, about what the Hebrew word for simple meant. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But you can go back to the Facebook page and look at all the memes for this week, and you'll see it, because I put it in parentheses, what it actually means. You know, I love the fact that the Hebrew words and Greek words, you know, we give one little word, and they give you. And that makes you think. Should give you pause to think. All righty. Now we're going to go to, that was 133? Oh, 133. Keep steady my steps according to your promise. Highlight. Or you can write your word. and let no iniquity get dominion over me. I hope this is starting to sink in for people, because the Holy Spirit wants to get our attention. You know what we call these are the last days? We said, yeah, we're definitely in end times. Last days too, because remember what Peter said? Peter said one day is 1,000, two is like 2,000. And I think, Jeff, do you remember the book in the Bible? Was it Amos? He talks about the 3 days. And we're in the third day, because we've already started the 3,000. So we've already gone through 2,000 years. That's your 2 days. We're in that third day. So, yeah, end times. Woo! All righty. Psalm 139 is an awesome psalm as well. 139, my zeal consumes me because my foes forget your words. This is to empower you. When you know his word and you can use his word, the enemy has to flee. But you better be right with the Lord first and foremost. And I would encourage you better have your whole armor on. All right, you know I'm going to ask it. Did everybody put your armor on before you left the house this morning? Well, I'm not convinced, so here we go. Don't let me forget. We stopped at 139. Here we go. Put on your belt of truth, your breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, your shield of faith to extinguish what? How many? Uh-oh. All. All. And all in Greek means? All the fiery darts of the enemy. And then I can refer you back to Luke 10:19, that you will trample over all the works of the enemy and nothing shall harm you. That's the power of the word. That's what we need to walk and talk and operate in everywhere we go. All right, back where we were. We're working on it, guys. I just brought you back to the sword. Boom, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I still think your helmet. No, it's a helmet first, you guys. Your helmet of salvation. And I always say, I'm under the Lord. I'm under your lordship, Jesus. I'm under my husband's covering. And I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind. It's either 1 Corinthians 2:16 or 2 Corinthians 2:16. I have this mind, the mind of. If you have the mind of Christ, where is depression? If you have the mind of Christ, where's anxiety? If you have the mind of Christ, where's fear? Ooh, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Hallelujah. Woo! We're going to get ready. We already have started. That's why I was so excited about that verse, Days of Elijah, because we've already gone out and we're preparing the way of the Lord. And all these prophetic ministries are saying, you know what? Mordecai went to Esther and he said, Esther, you need to take care of this. But if you don't, God will raise up a deliverer from somewhere else. But don't you think that you in your house will be saved? That's for every Christian. Don't you think if God told you to go and you don't go, that he won't raise somebody else up, then that you'll stay safe. I'll leave it there. Okay. So, verse 140. Your promise or word is well tried, and your servant loves it. My Mother's Day wish is for you all to love the word of the Lord and start seeing it operate in your life. Do I do it all right? Yeah, no. I'm a choleric. I'm a loudmouth from way back. My dad's here. He knows that's that little loudmouth kiddo. She was the first girl in the family who followed three brothers. I was a holy terror, bless God. All right, verse 147. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your words. I know I have said this many times over the years. If Jesus got up early, early, early in the morning to spend time with his Father, why do we think we can do it any other way? Selah. Okay. Verse 148. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your highlight promise, write word if you have word. I believe the Lord is going to start waking some of you up in the wee hours. In the third watch is from 3 to 6. That's when the enemy is absolutely at their highest, doing no good. When he wakes me up, you better believe I'm like, okay, That's why I would love for you to have a prayer language, because I don't know always where everybody is, you know, in the whole world, but the Holy Spirit knows. And so when you have your prayer language, you just start going, now, if you don't have a globe or a map at your house, I encourage you to get one, and you put your hand on that, and you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, that, I don't know what that means, but he does. And now God is going to give some of you interpretation of tongues. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We need to start operating in that. So that when they start coming against your money, you're going to say, you can come against my money. I don't care. My money's God's money. And you know what? I'll give unto Caesar what's Caesar's, but I'm going to give God what's God. And God said he would rebuke the devourer for my sake. And he has been devouring. Are any of you, and there could be some of you who are in need, absolutely, but we got to learn and walk and operate so that we're the chapter 4, I believe, Acts, where the whole body supplied. God is putting together places of refuge, if you will, as he's tearing down the foundation of the WEF. If you don't know what the WEF is, that's the World Economic Forum and the UN and the WHO and all those guys who think they know better than we do, the ones who want to put an implant in your brain so that you can be part of the Borg. I said, I'm sorry, I do not comply. I will not comply. Take me home, Jesus, because I'm not going to bend the knee to those guys. All right, where were we? 148, did we just read that one? Yes, we did. All right, your next one, 154. You might have to turn your page. We're in another alphabet letter, Resh. Anybody know what the Hebrew letter Resh means? Anybody? Anybody? I'm just asking someone here because I haven't learned all that yet. See? Always new things to learn. I don't know it all. I said 25 years ago, the more I learn, the less I know. Holy Spirit, keep me humble because this is like, wow. And this where we've stepped in the last 3 years is all new. All new. So I'm excited where God's going to take us. Okay. What do we say? 154. Plead my cause and redeem me. Give me life according to your promise or word. Is that somebody's cry today? Plead my cause and redeem me. Give me life according to your word, oh Lord. You teach my fingers to fight and my hands to war. Verse 157. Many are my persecutors and my adversaries, but I do not swerve from your testimonies. Again, testimonies is word. Are we swerving from his testimonies? Are we swerving from his words? It's time to buckle up, as some pastors say, buckle up, buttercup. It's about to get a little rocky. But that's okay, because his promises are yay and amen. They're for us. He will protect us. He has a plan. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, I want you to start praying that. I would pray it every day. So it gets into your spirit, man, that Jesus prophesied, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Pastor will start teaching maybe on that whole revelation. It's like, whoo, boy, that's a whole nother new world. Where were we? 158? Oh, okay, well then let's go to 158. I look at the faithless with disgust because they do not keep your word, which is commands. Now, we need to be praying for one another because there are a lot of people who are deceived. They don't know the word, but they've been teaching a lot of stuff, and they have the body of Christ in fear. If anyone in the body of Christ is in fear, well, then that's bad theology because you know what? Where does it say? I'll give you the verse. You give me the reference. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. It is written. That's what Pastor. It is written. God did not give you a spirit of fear or cowardice. You need to know that Greek word is not fear, like going, it's cowardice. It's like, oh, don't let them see me. I'm like, I got my armor on. You can't come past the blood barrier. And I don't give you permission to get in my space anymore. We had a little situation yesterday. Oh, Holy Spirit. We had a situation at our house yesterday. And you know what? I've been fasting. because you know the 28th is Pentecost. And so there's a whole group of national prayer folks who are fasting till the 28th. And I'm like, okay, I know my word. I know how to take authority. I'm taking authority here, but nothing's shifting. So I finally, and I don't know when it stopped, but I went, Lord, I'm fasting for this so that this kind has to get out of my house. I do not give you permission to be in my space. I have already pled the blood. Those of you who have, I gave you that thing, every morning. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, I come and I plead and I apply the blood of Jesus over me, Janine Marie Larson Baybrot, so that no wage of sin can come against me this day when I go into the courts of heaven to fight for my family, my neighborhood, my state, my nation, and my world. We must get really serious about this. If for some reason you're just not quite there, I was just say, yep, stand behind me. I got you covered. I got you covered. But I really, when that happened, I was like, are you kidding me? That's audacity of the enemy. And when I finally said, and what does God say? Oh, hold on. I have this word. Wait a minute. These are my cards I use every morning. Do you guys bind yourself to the fruit of the Spirit every day? I do, because I want to see God move. God is a God of love. God is a God of order. He's not the one who creates chaos. That's the devil. He's the one who needs to get his knees knocked out from underneath him. Hang on, this is my little guys I go by. Every day, so when I go into the courts of heaven, I'm saying, Lord, Isaiah 43:26, you said, put me in remembrance, let us contend together, state your case that you may be acquitted. And I was in my kitchen going, Lord, you know I'm fasting because I want this kind to go out. I don't want people coming in here constantly fighting the same battle. I want to say, you know what? In Jesus' name, get out. And don't you come back. But don't you forget, you have to fill. You've got to fill yourself back up with the word of God. I can't do that for you. If I could, I would. Because I know how powerful this is. I know how much he loves us. And he created us for this time. Wow. You couldn't have. No way did we know we were going to come to this. No way. And I'm sorry, but if you got a rapture rug out, I'd go sell it on eBay or something. I'd get rid of it. We're going to enter the greatest time of the church. We have not entered. Remember, the church is the bride of Christ. It's not all those denominations. That was never God's plan. But rest assured, the enemy put that in place, and it is pretty firm, isn't it? That's why we march around churches. We march around churches as well. Because they need the truth. The enemy has blinded those who are perishing. So we preach the truth. We put oil on our hands. I mean, we're doing signs. We've gone to like some clubs. And we're anointing like the corners. And we got people coming out like going, I was like, keep going, guys. Come on. Lord, pray blessings. We keep praying blessings on them. But if there's anything nefarious, that is what I pray. If there's anything nefarious going on, cut it down. Post a host. Shut those doors. Shut the mouths. That's enough. You cannot have our kids. Okay. What verse were we at? We did 58? Awesome. 160. The sum of your word is truth. And every one of your righteous rules endures forever. Forever. Yep, and I had written a note here, so I don't know when I had read this, but Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will endure forever. Verse 161. Princes, and we're now in how do you say, anybody take Hebrew here? I need some Hebrew people. Sin and chin? Okay. Verse 161. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. And I did read this. I read this back in April, and the Lord gave me, princes persecute me. That's the wef et al. Anybody remember from your English class what et al means? Yep. Or the rest of them. The rest of them. I'm just going to throw this out. You can check it if you want to. But anyone who watched the coronation, that was a ritual. That was a ritual. My friends, the prophets out of Scotland, said, we need to be praying against that because the enemy's trying to open. He's trying to bring in the Antichrist. And then I get a little thing from someone, this guy's the Antichrist. I go, no. Do you know how many Antichrists there have been? Many. If you're against Christ, you're an Antichrist. But the Antichrist can't even be named until the restrainer is out of here. Do you have Holy Spirit? I have Holy Spirit. He can't come. He can't even be named. But he's trying. And again, when you follow the folks out of the occult world, they believe we're in tribulation. Because Satan has, you know, he puts everything in this order and everything has to be thus. But the portals have been closed. That's to encourage you. We want open heavens here, but we close every portal of the enemy. Because, see, they use those portals for all sorts of nefarious means. And that includes our children. That includes your TVs. That's a hard word, but I would encourage those who are parents. I would anoint your TVs because out of the occult world, they call those black mirrors. Oh, yeah, I have anointed every black mirror in this place. Those are black mirrors, and they use those. For those who are listening on the tape, I'm just kind of doing the eye thingy, you know, the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's what they've been doing. They've been doing it for years, and we didn't know it. And so what? We ate up all this propaganda. We were part of their experiment. I was just reading, it's from, I can't remember his name, Alex Taunton. He goes around the globe exposing all these people, all these groups. And he was saying how this was all put in place years and years ago. And Cliven and Piven, I believe, if you write notes, Cliven and Piven or Piven and Clive, that plan, which was back in, I think, the 60s or 70s, that's what we're walking in right now. It's a well-thought-out plan. The enemy is no stupo. He's not stupid. He's just evil. He's pure evil. And that's why we need to know the word, because he cannot come against this word. Go back and read Matthew chapter 4. Watch how Jesus dealt with Satan, and you go and do likewise. But you got to know the word and able to cut him off at the knees. Say, you know what? What is James? Those who are watching James or doing the James, what does it say in James 4:8? Or is 4:7? I think it's 4:7. I'm waiting for everyone to tell me. Yes, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. He will. But you better be submitted to God first. That's why every morning I'm making sure you can't take away just sin against me, devil. No. I got too many people I'm praying for because I want to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's Psalm 27, verse 13. I stand on it every day. I want to see this come to pass. Your glory forever, your power, your glory. God promised Moses that his glory would fill the earth. Has God's glory filled this earth? No, his promise has not yet come to pass, but it's going to. So that's why I tell you, put your little rapture rugs. I never had a rapture rug, to be honest with you. I was like, I don't need that thing. You don't either. Why? Because you get to be part of the battle. I'm like, oh, all right. For my phlegmatic friends, you calm folks. It's okay. Us cholerics are going to get out there and go boom, 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 pow, for you. But please put your armor on so he can't get in here. That helmet of salvation is to guard your mind. That's why you hide the word in your heart so he can't get any wages of sin off of you. What verse were you on? Which one? We read 162, or we need to? Oh, I see, it's the students over here. See, they're going ahead of the teacher. That's okay. That's awesome. 162, I rejoice at your word like one who finds great spoil. We're going to find great spoil. Some of us have already started to find great spoil because the enemy's going to have to cough it up. Just like the Egyptians, they're going to have to cough it up. They want to put you on digital blah, blah, blah. You resist the devil and he will flee from you. Half the time, all you got to do is stand up and say no. And that big bully will be like Goliath. Your no is like that pebble going to hit him in the forehead and it's going to go, Tim. I'm not great at painting word pictures like Pastor, but I hope you see some of them. All right. That was which one? Yeah, 169. Next letter, it's Taw. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. I'll go to the next one. 170. Let my plea come before you. Deliver me according to your... How are you going to get deliverance if you don't know what his word is? Do you understand? We were told so much baloney growing up. Forget the Old Testament. Why didn't somebody stand up in those evangelical churches and go... How can we get rid of the Old Testament when that's all they knew? They were teaching us from Old Testament. How do we get rid of the Old Testament if that's what they're teaching us? The law of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. How do we do that? All the apostles, all they knew was Old Testament. But we threw it away and we go, oh, that stuff's so boring. So my word to you, and we'll pray it, Lord, open the eyes and ears of my heart to see and hear what you need me to see and hear, even in that boring book, Leviticus. No, it's not boring, but a lot of people, you know, they open up to Leviticus and they go, that's falling asleep for those on the tape. All right, 172. My tongue will sing of your word, for all your commandments are right. I encourage you, sing the word. Open up your word and start singing. You can sing through the Psalms. David was a psalmist. He sang this. A lot of the songs that we do here are from the Psalms. You know what? His word endures forever. Forever. And he's looking for us, his bride. And if I go to moms just for a second, moms... What more important position than for those kids to war for them with the word so that when life comes and hits you upside the head, you take your word and say, devil, you're a liar. Those kids were consecrated, dedicated unto God Almighty. And it says in Isaiah, and I don't have the exact, so it is written in Isaiah, those children are going to come back to their homeland. Woo! That means the prodigals that we pray for over there under that camp, they're coming back to their homeland. Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. We need to war with this. We need to hang on to this with everything you've got. Just like that woman with the issue of blood, what did she go to hang on to? The word. She got that garment. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. He is the word. He is the word. The devil will lie to you in the beginning. Well, I'm going back to Genesis. In the beginning, Elohim. Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Not Yahweh by himself. Elohim. That's the let us make man in our. That's Elohim. That's the us, plural. Psalm 8, I get more baloney out of Psalm 8 than I don't know what else. Who is man that you are mindful of him? You have created him a little lower than Elohim. If I can nail that. Elohim. That is the biggest lie that the devil has kept the entire church bound. Because if we think we're lower than the angels, then we think, well, you know, they got all power. No, You have authority. They have power, but you have all authority. And you were made a little lower than God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You were from God. Every child that is conceived, there's a spark of light. When the sperm and the egg hit, it's a spark of light. Science, I love science. And science proves that God exists. If you will ask him to open the eyes and ears of your heart to see and hear what he put in place. You know, people were murdered for saying that the earth went around the sun. But it's in your scriptures, Isaiah. How about the circle of the sun? It's a circle. Yeah, it's like, oh, come on, guys. My people perish for lack of wisdom. Amos 4:6. So with that, ooh, did I go over? I don't think I went over. Whew. I have picked up this book for those who dare. It's called Calling Things That Are Not. Does anybody remember where that verse comes from? So, you know, when people say, well, you know, my doctor said, I said, well, bless that doctor. You know, you pray blessings on him, but does he supersede the word of God? Who knit you together in your mother's womb? Who made you wonderfully and fearfully made? Was it the doctor? I submit to you, it was not. Calling things that are not. So people go, well, so, you know, I had to kind of fight this myself because, you know, I was like, I'm not dealing with laryngitis. You can't take my voice. Now, last night, I'm starting to feel this. I was working with my 78-year-old woman, you know, and everybody, you know, they got their illnesses. I mean, illnesses, and I have to handle all these pills, and I'm like, ugh. So I get home, and I feel the tickle, and I'm standing on this word, and I'm like, okay, Lord, well, what you have to do? Even he will tell you, if you dare take me up on this book, I have about 20 of them. You have to keep practicing. You must practice. You must keep doing it. You must keep saying it until your faith, according to your faith, you were all given a measure of faith, according to your faith. If your faith is only as strong as believing for a doctor, then get the best doctor out there. And I would say go to functional doctors, functional medicine. The allopathic world has failed us. That's a history lesson in and of itself. But here we have the power of God's word over all matter. Who created all matter? Why do we constantly give the devil any credence at all? He can't create a thing. Not a thing. Not a thing. He himself was created. He can't create anything. He only can manipulate, pervert, twist. That's all he can do. And he can convince us that he has more power than we have. So you ask yourself, did God really say? Did God really say? If you don't know what he said, how can you refute the devil? Did God give you anxiety? Oh, no, he did not. Oh, no, he did not. Then why do we sit there and go, oh, my anxiety is so high today. I can't get out of bed. It's so high. I got. Instead of getting up and go, devil, you're a liar. My word says to be anxious for nothing but in everything with thanksgiving, make your request known, and God was able to transcend all human understanding. That's this, guys. That's your brain if those are on the tape. He will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. He will. He will. He will. Yes. I'm praying everyone gets this. My younger folks get this a whole lot sooner than I got this. It took this crazy little pandemic to wake me up and start getting back in this word and say, Holy Spirit, what did I miss? I missed a lot. So when you're saying, you quote the word of God. So again, I feel the thing going, oh, no, I'm not accepting you because my word says that he sent his word to heal me and deliver me from all destruction. That's Psalm 107:20. And more people are quoting that. All destructions. The devil's a liar. You say it over your hands. He wants to destroy your hands because if you're in pain, you can't think straight. So people will go, well, Well, that's just positive thinking. No, it's a principle. It's a principle of the Word of God. It's His Word over us. Pastor was reading a scientific journal. These are the scientists. No, maybe they're part of, from the occult world, but they know vibrations and frequencies, and you can talk to your body. You can talk yourself into health. Why is it okay for them? But if I say to you, by His stripes you are healed, Isaiah 53:5, 1 Peter 2:24, that's crazy world. Why? Why? We follow Jesus Christ. We have a far more superior, what do you call it, contract, covenant than the devil will ever have. Yes. Time to get into the Word. So you must know and understand and operate in what the Word says, however. So I'm and I know, I know people going, well, you know, I prayed that prayer. I prayed that prayer and nothing happened. And I'll go, mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Pray it again. Declare it. It's the Word of God. He's your creator. He created you to reign on this earth, on earth as it is in heaven. You keep going back to that devil. Say, I'm not going to accept schizoid affective disorder. I refuse it. I refuse it. I refuse it. I have this mind, the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. It takes time to get that into your spirit, man. But when it does, whoa, whoa, then you operate in freedom. You understand. I'm going to just end in one little thing about people not understanding the Word. And again, take me up on that. That's a good gift right there, let me tell you. Because I don't even have this down. You understand? I don't even have this all down. I'm like, oh, Lord, just give me more tools. And it's all Word. It's all Word. It's His Word. His Word is the two-edged sword that cuts through bone and sinew. It's His Word. This Word. Are we going to believe His Word? What's one of our verses that we say? Oh, how weak is your faith if you can't get out and face the enemy? Before we go and walk, do our prayer. And you say you didn't know it? Woo! Doesn't God who judges the heart see your heart? We have no excuses. We must get up. But, you know, we don't need to wheel our, you know, you don't need to come up to your neighbor and go, it doesn't, you know, that doesn't do much. But I do pray, and I use scripture a lot. In fact, with my brain-injured lady, we always say the Hebrew blessing over our meals. We go, what is that? It's a Hebrew blessing. Because you know what? I pray every day for that woman. I'm releasing the anointing, so she's going to be healed. That's a 30-year-old injury. Is that too hard for God? No. I have folks in my own house who've had brain injuries. And we were joking in prayer. It's like, what is it with this church and brain injuries? God, because we have a ministry. We must have a ministry. I have been praying for the autistic population for God to turn them around. And use that to confound these wise professors. What did Paul say? God chose the foolish to confound the wise. I learned this 20 years ago, and I said, Lord, I asked for forgiveness because, you know, I was a homeschooling mom. But the Bible was like my last thought. I was pouring and spending hours looking at this curriculum and that. Well, it's a good Christian company. Well, let me do this curriculum and that curriculum. And Dr. Charles Stanley, who went home to be with the Lord, he said, this book needs to be your textbook over every other textbook. This book. And that's when it started to click with me, but not as much as when this pandemic hit. The power of God's Word, not your Word. I know the New Agers. You know, if you meditate and you know, you get inside yourself and you kind of see it. No. No. It's this Word. And you give God all the glory and honor because He's the one who created you. He's the one who gave you the ability to make wealth. There's a good promise right there. How many of us believe that? We're going, oh, it's just so hard out there. It is hard out there. God did not make it so difficult for you, though, that you can't open up this word and ask. You have not because you ask not. Jesus said that to his disciples. Jesus said, who will the Son of Man? Will he find great faith on the world when he comes back? Will he? I sure pray he does. So, I'm a teacher. I'm sorry. I'm not very smooth and nice like Pastor. Bless his heart. Anyway, because I want to see you healed. I want to see us walking. Walking. In fact, Frank, did I give you... Oh, Frank, didn't you give this to Dad? Did I get this to you last week to give to Dad? I think there's a thing on here, Declarations Against Parkinson's. I get so excited because Psalm 27, verse 13. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I want to see you healed. We've got to stop. Set the guard over your lips. Psalm 141, verse 3. If the devil comes in and all that negative stuff keeps coming back, you say, no, Father God, I've got to pull my flesh down. I've got to crucify the flesh so it doesn't keep rising up. That's hard. It's simple, but it's hard. Because each one of us has our own battles to fight. And again, I remember a young man, and he said, I'm mad at God. I said, you are? Yeah, because I asked him to take me off this earth like Enoch, and he hasn't done it yet. And I said, well, did you realize that Enoch didn't even walk with the Lord until he was 60? And then he walked with him for 300 years before he took him. So I said, you got a long ways to go. He gave me an LO, you know, the little smiley emoji. I hang on to that. Because God knows our beginning from our ends. And if we don't understand your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is it bad to go to heaven? I want to be one of those soldiers here still. But if he takes me home, how much greater? Wow. Ruth, Kelly's sister, she stayed along long enough to ask for forgiveness. God is not a man that he should lie. His promises are true. Go back this week and go back through Psalm 119. I remember going through Sunday school and all the kids going, that's so long. That's a lot of verses. But when you've got the Holy Spirit teaching you now, that's what every morning, like, Holy Spirit, open the eyes and ears of my heart to see and hear what I need to see and hear today from this verse. I read a proverb a day every day. And I always find something that applies to today, in today's world, the same as it applied when they wrote it way back then. It's alive. It's alive. God's alive. He created you. You're wonderfully, fearfully created in your mother's womb. Huh. So it's just moms and dads here. Mm. God is so good. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to pray a prayer, and I pray that this... You'll start asking the Lord. I started asking the Lord. Like I said, 20-some-odd years, I started saying, Lord, the more I learn, the less I know. I don't know it. And even today, I'm going, wait a minute, I know I read that, but I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And then I know people are watching me going, wow, she knows so much. I go, no, don't follow me. Follow the word. What did God say? He wants your children saved. He wants those prodigals to come home. Are we decreeing and declaring that? He wants his presence in every single home. And if the enemy comes in, guess what? He can protect you in that enemy territory. He has the power to protect you. That's why you put that helmet on every day. I have this mind, the mind of Christ. And who did he have to come up against and go pew, 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 all the time? Not the people. Not the people. It was the religious and political leaders. That's for some of our folks here. It was for the religious and political leaders. And it doesn't mean we speak ill, because he did tell us to pray for our enemies. That's a hard one, isn't it? That's a very hard one. But when you can get to the point, you go, just Jesus, forgive them. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they did. They don't know what they did. Go back to the crucifixion. Go back to Jesus' story. How could he hang on that cross? We can't even fathom the amount of pain. I was just, you know, talking to the Lord this morning. I go, you know, I know Peter hung upside down and all that, but I'm like, I don't even think he understood the depth of that torture. I don't think any of us possibly, and some of us have experienced more pain than others, you know, if you've given birth to a child, you know. That's a different kind of pain. But there's different kinds of pains from that where you just wish you were dead. Like, so I had a March fracture, and I was telling you, there was, I'm like, the pain, you can't describe it to people. It's just that kind of pain. And you're like, just take me home or give me something, Lord. Yes. And guess what? He gave me a lot of information so I could do that. All right, so here we're going to pray because I'm hoping he's done with what he was working on. I was trying to give him time because I knew he had a pretty big project in there. But I want you to get the word. Get the word in here. Your word have I hid in my heart, oh God. Here, in your spirit, man, pull down. You have the authority to pull down every vain imagination that comes against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So if it goes against what Jesus said, you pull it down. You tell that devil he's a liar. Go take a hike. Pack your bags. Get out of my house. I do not give you permission to be in my space. I got that from someone who came out of a high-level occult world. 1 John 1:9, she said, I don't understand why the people in the church don't understand. God gave you what you needed. And she's a chaplain. She was operating at a very high level. They're wicked, nefarious, and that truth will come out. But how many people in the churches are even remotely ready to hear that? I don't think so. But she said, 1 John 1:9, do we all know that? I hear one person. Everyone turn to 1 John 1:9 because you've got it right there in that Bible. Those are your Bibles. You take that home, 1 John 1:9, and we all have the same version. Bless God. And I'm not telling you that the ESV is the end-all, be-all, whatever. You got to dig. You got to stretch. And I would encourage you, look for original language because some of them have inaccurately describe things that they shouldn't, and we have lived off of some stuff that we shouldn't have. 1 John 1:9. Everybody there? We're going to say it together once we're all there. People are looking. If you need help and you see someone needs help, just go help them find it because some people are very new to this. But when you find out the power in the Word of God, you might need some help there, Eric. Each one help each other. That's what we do in the kids' class. Somebody, some smarty aleck in my class, they go, everybody else is gone. They're at the table of contents, and I got some smarty aleck goes, page 1,220. I love teaching kids. They're so awesome. And we want to see them rise up. You know, don't we want to see a children's revival? Like they did, was it Scotland or whatever the island was? It was the children. The Bible says, and a child shall lead them. Everybody there yet? Raise your hand if you're not there yet. 1 John 1:9. Everybody there? Here we go. Everybody together. And we do this in class. We do it together. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How many sins? All. This is from someone who operates very high, and she says, is God a liar? Is God going to do what he said he's going to do? Then it's under the blood. Take it up with Jesus, Satan. Get behind me. Lord, I'm submitted to you. I got to resist him. He's going to flee. And what did we tell you a few weeks ago that flee is? Because he cannot come against the blood of Jesus Christ. He cannot come against the word of God. And we've got to start walking it. I'm a peculiar person according to the Bible. So be it. But you know what? We're starting to see things we've never seen before. We're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Let's all be a part of that. All right. Everyone bow your heads. Father, in the name of Yeshua, you are an awesome God. You love us with an everlasting love. Lord, Your truths are yea and amen. Your word, oh God, I'm praying we will all start hiding in our hearts so we won't sin against you. And that, Lord, we need to remember the enemy can't read our thoughts. So if our thoughts are negative, then Psalm 141, verse 3, set a guard over my lips, oh Lord. And then get me to the word, Holy Spirit, and give me a word that will transform me. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Lord, I pray that we'll hide this deep, deep, deep. Lord, if I have one request as a mom, it's that the children will get in your word and will spend time with you. Psalm 91, they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, Father God, you are the Most High. You are El Elyon. Father God, we're preaching, we're teaching, we're equipping, we're sending them out because, Lord, one puts 1,000 to flight and two puts 10,000. And we have a whole lot more than two here. And we're going to put millions and billions to flight. Even as we march around this city and other cities, Father God, we are tearing down every stronghold that dares to raise itself up against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I pray shalom, shalom, shalom for every person here. Those who don't understand, then Lord, I pray they will ask. Ask. Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. Ask. Ask and you will receive. We give you all grace, glory, honor. Lord, we're going to bless the food even now before anyone leaves. Lord, we just thank you for all the moms. We just are so thankful, Father, that when you created woman, that was when you said, it is very good. Give you all glory. Hallelujah. Amen.